சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 11 ஸ்லோகா 2.
பாவாப்யயோ ஹி பூதானாம் ஸ்ருதௌ விஸ்தரஶோமயம் த்வத்தஃ கமலபத்ராக்ஷம் மாஹாத்மியமபி சாவ்யயம்.
விஸ்வரூப தர்ஷனம் is the topic of this 11th chapter. Arjuna wants to see, asking the Lord, "Oh Lord, please show me the Vishwarupa, your Vishwarupa, your universal form. The moment I ask for the Vishwarupa, it shows that I am not accepting the world as the form of the Lord. Vishwam is separate form of the Lord. Almost Lord Krishna is smiling at Arjuna. Almost Lord Krishna is smiling at Arjuna means what? Vishwam means universe. Show me your universal form, Arjuna is asking. That means what? Vishwam is in front of you. How can you ask for Vishwarupa Darshanam? So, Lord didn't say that to Arjuna. Even though the student, Arjuna, the student asking such an innocent question, please show me your Vishwarupa. Vishwam means universe. Vishwam alone is the Rupam of Bhagavan. Being in the creation, looking at the Vishwam and asking the Bhagavan, show me your Vishwarupam. Nenartham. So, Bhagavan just smile inside and he wants to educate him. He has to educate. What is the job of the teacher? Teacher job is nothing but to educate the student. So therefore, I am negating the Vishwam as the form of the Lord. As I am asking, show me Vishwarupa means I am negating the form of the Lord as Vishwam indirectly. Therefore, Arjuna asking every innocent question. But he is asking, you are Bhava Apyayauhi Bhutanam. You are the creator of this entire universe. You are the sustainer. You are the dissolver. Bhava apyayam means pralayam. I heard from you, shrutau vistarasho maya, maya vistarashaha shrutau. I heard from you, he kamalapatraksha, mahatmyam apiche avyayam. Your mahatmyam, the great glory, avyayam glory, inexhaustible glory, I have heard from you. Now I have one more desire. What is that desire? Your Vishwarupa Darshanam. So Arjuna is asking. Further he continues in the third shloka.
Etametad yathatvam ஆத்மானம் பரமேஸ்வரம் த்ருஷ்டுமிச்சாமி தே ரூபம் ஐஸ்வரம் புருஷோத்தமம்.
From third shloka onwards up up to fourth, and this means these two shlokas Arjuna is expressing his desire. The Ishvara, who is associated with Srishti Sthiti Pralaya, that Lord form I want to see. He Parameshwara, O Lord, etat yatha tvam atha evam atmanam. Etat means this, whatever you have taught to me, it is just yatha tvam atha, just as you taught to me, just as you describe to me. Atha means speak to me. Just as you speak to me until now yourself, as it is, I trust in that. Evam etat. That is this only. That means what? Whatever you have taught, you have spoken to me until now, that is true. Because you are the Lord, I never have any doubt. Yathatvam. Tvam atha means you describe. Evam, just so. Evam means what? In the same manner. Here, atha means brudhatu. Second conjugation, ubhayapadi. This brudhatu has got two lat lakara. Generally, each verb has got only one tense. This brudhatu has got two tenses in present tense, two types. Brudhatu, second form lo, aha ahatuhu ahuhu. Second form lo, it comes like that. In the first form, bravishi is the madhyama purusha ekavachanam. Here, atha is the second form madhyama purusha ekavachanam. Very difficult to find out. Atha is the second form lo, madhyama purusha ekavachanam. Lat, atha. Five forms aa comes in lat. So you have to remember for grammar students. These two forms are there for brudhat. Only in lat lakar. So atha is the second form of madhyama purusha lat ekavachanam. Atha, you speak, you describe about yourself. Atmanam, about yourself. So upadhika ishvara, saguna ishvara or karya ishvara, that you have described, it is just as in the same manner. Nirupadhika and sopadhika. Here atmanam is a reflexive pronoun. Yathatvam atha etat evam. That is so, just so as it is. So Parameshwara, when he address the Paramatma, it shows Paramatma is neither Shiva or Vishnu. See, Vaishnavites generally, when they do Sankalpa, Mamopatta, Samasta, Durutakshedvara, Sri Parameshwara Prityartham, they won't say, Sri Narayana Prityartham. No, Parameshwara means Ishvara Shiva will come. Therefore, they won't say Ishvara Prityartham. They say Narayana Prityartham. So, Bhagavan want to, this is Arjuna addressing Bhagavan not as Shiva or Vishnu. The Parameshwara indicates Shivasya Hridayam Vishnuhu, Vishnuhu Hridayam Shivaha. Shiva and Vishnu both are one and the same. When the one Parameshwara means the Paramatma, using his Rajoguna for the sake of creation, he is called Brahma. For the sake of creation, Bhagavan uses his Rajoguna, same Paramatma is called Brahmaji. One Paramatma alone, when he uses his Sattva Guna for the sustenance of the world, he is called Vishnu. same Paramatma, one and the same Paramatma, when he uses his tamoguna for the sake of pralaya, dissolution, he is known as Shivaha. So therefore, we have to understand, not knowing this, and we are confused and confusing other people also, and confusing Bhagavan also. We are that much great. Shivalayam, Vishnualayam. That is why Shivasya Hridayam Vishnuhu, Vishnuhu Hridayam Shivaha. Both are one and the same. Parameshwara. Purushottama, he Purushottama, the greatest among the beings. Purushottama. Drashtum Ichchami Te Aishwaram Rupam. So he is expressing his desire in this shloka. Drashtum Ichchami, I desire to see. Drashtum, to see. Ichchami, I desire, I wish to see. What I wish to see? I wish to see Karya Ishwara. Karana Ishwara, you cannot see Arupam. I wish to see Karya Ishwara. I wish to understand Karana Ishwara. Okay, and the see, understand, you have to put properly. I wish to understand Karana Ishwara, Arupa Ishwara. I wish to see Karya Ishwara, Saguna Ishwara. So therefore, Drashtum Ichchami. Te Aishwaram Rupam, your divine form. Your divine form means Vishwarupam, Jnana, Aishwarya, Tejas. Aishwara means here, all these are there to that Rupam. Jnana, Aishwarya, Shakti, Tejas, Sampannam, Manartham. Aishwaram, Rupam, Viryam, Balam, Sarvam. Next shloka.
Manyase yadi tachakyam. Maya drashtumitih prabho. Yogeshwara tato metvam. Darshayatmanam avyayam.
He Prabho, addressing Lord Arjuna, addressing Lord so many ways, you see. He Prabho. So addressing the other person also, it shows how much value you give to that person. By addressing the other person, it is very, very important. It shows the maturity of the person, how you address. So Lord Krishna is addressed by Arjuna. Parameshwara, Purushottama, Kamalapatraksha, and address pandrathu kuda manasula irundadane vedila varum. If what you have in your heart only, it can come out. If it is not there, anything inside, how can it come verbally? So the expression, the Arjuna, the way he shows, that brings the teaching from the Lord. So his expression, bodily expression, verbal expression, it represents, indicates your manovancha, your desire, what you want. He Prabhu, O Lord, yadi manyasi, it shows the Arjuna's vinayam here, the humility. If you consider, I am fit enough, I am deserved to see the Vishwarupam. See, these are all hidden, you have to extract. It shows the vinayam of that Arjuna. Please show me your Vishwarupam. He didn't ask like that, demand. Really, I am fit enough, if you think. Otherwise, don't show me. If I am not fit enough, don't show me. If you think I am fit enough to see Vishwarupam, you show me. That is the vinayam. So, whole Shastra is nothing but thinning the ego. ஒரே வார்த்தை thinning. Thinning means நம்ம ஈகோ இருக்கு இல்லையோ, இந்த ஈகோ ஹேஸ் டு தின், பிகம் தின்னர் தின்னர் தின்னர். ஸோ இட் டேக்ஸ் டிகேட்ஸ், இட் டேக்ஸ் டிகேட்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் ஈகோ அஹங்காரா இஸ் தேர் இன் அஸ், வி நெவர் நோ. ஸோ குரு நோஸ் த வே வி வாக், த வே வி டாக், த வே வி எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் in so many occasions. So guru knows, but guru never point out. Guru knows like a mother, no, just as the child grows slowly, they will mature slowly, they will grow out of that ego. So the more you thin out your ego, your raga dvesha, thinner and thinner and thinner, the I should reduce, the I-ness, a mindness. It takes a lot of time for a person to person, it differs. So as the ego is thinner and thinner, you are closer and closer to Atmajnanam. So guru also helpless, really speaking. Shastra Mata only helps us. So guru only gives the teaching, that's all. A guru provides an opportunity for a student through Shastra in so many ways to reduce their ego. Otherwise, just as the fruit, it has to ripen. Otherwise, it cannot fall. The fruit, as it ripens to the tree itself, it is so sweet. If you pluck and put in the mango, ripe, raw mangoes, you put in stones and all, they are making to ripen, no? They are not tasty. Like that, when it ripens to the tree only, under heat only it ripens. When the sunlight is more, that's why in summer only mango comes, you know. In the May, April, then because of that much heat is there only it ripens. Once it ripens, it is so sweet, natural ripening. That is called a natural ripening. And the natural ripening, once it ripens, it itself falls. Like that, our ego also, it has to ripen under the scorching sun, like Shastra and Guru. Guru and Shastra always pricks us, no? Of course, Guru through Shastra. Shastra cannot talk by itself. Guru just cannot talk without Shastra. So through Guru and Shastra, that is the sunlight, Surya, Tapam, that reduce our ego. And the rawness, no? And the kachya irukkiradhan chuna, the ego. And the pachya irukkiradhan, the ego narthom. It won't ripen. So it has to ripen means your ego has to become thinner and thinner. The lesser and lesser the raga dvesha, you are mature enough. That is why you see in children, naturally people ripen by 40-50. That is natural ripening. Or 60. At the age of 16 you see more possessiveness, more immaturity. Children, from 8 to, before 8 varaku onnum theriyadu, after 8 up to 25-30 is tremendous possessiveness, tremendous selfishness, lot of raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, so much. Once 45-50 slowly 60 comes, naturally and the ahankara, no, the ego, puffed ego is punctured, no. Once you enter into grihastha ashrama, so that ego is punctured. Then slowly adjustment, accommodation, everything comes slowly by that. Like that, here also in Shastra also, the more when we come first time to Shastra, where we are and now where we are, you can understand. So naturally Shastra study does that. Our ego, false ego, is the cause for our sorrow. Therefore, Arjuna's vinayam, you see this, ద్రష్టుమిచ్చామి తే రూపం యది మన్యసే. ఇఫ్ యు కన్సిడర్, యది మన్యసే, ఇఫ్ యు కన్సిడర్ తత్ ద్రష్టుం మయా, తత్ మీన్స్ దట్ విశ్వరూపం, మయా ద్రష్టుం శక్యం, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి సీన్ బై మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ప్యూర్ ఎనఫ్, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ప్యూర్ ఎనఫ్, ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్, దెన్ యది శక్యం, ఇఫ్ యూ కన్సిడర్ దెన్ తత దెన్ అలోన్ దెన్ అలోన్. సో దెన్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ సో ప్లీజ్డ్. యు సీ వెన్ యూ ఆస్క్ లైక్ దాట్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ సో ప్లీజ్డ్. తత దెన్ త్వం మే దర్శయ, త్వం యూ మే దర్శయ, షో మీ, మే యూ షో మీ విశ్వరూప దర్శనం, మే యూ గివ్ టు మీ. హే కృష్ణ, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ విశ్వరూపం? హూస్ విశ్వరూపం? ఆత్మానం, యువర్ ఓన్. హియర్ ఆల్సో రిఫ్లెక్సివ్ ప్రొనౌన్, ఆత్మానం ఈశ్వరం అని అర్థం. యువర్స్, యువర్స్. అవ్యయం, అవ్యయ మీన్స్ ఇన్ఎగ్జాస్టబుల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సో గ్రేట్ ఫామ్, యు హ్యావ్ టు షో మీ. అవ్యయం మీన్ ఇన్ఎగ్జాస్టబుల్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో లిమిట్ ఫర్ దట్. యోగేశ్వర, హో లార్డ్, ఫస్ట్ ప్రభో, అగైన్ యోగేశ్వర. ఇన్ వన్ శ్లోక ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టూ సంబోధన, హే యోగేశ్వర, హే ప్రభో. సో వెన్ యూ వాంట్ మోర్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ సంబోధన. అది తెలియడమే సెల పేరుకి. సమ్ పీపుల్ దట్ ఆల్సో దే డు నాట్ నో. వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ నీడ్ ఆల్సో దే షో దేర్ ఈగో. సమ్ పీపుల్ అట్లీస్ట్ మెచ్యూర్ ఎనఫ్ వెన్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ నీడ్, వెన్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ నీడ్ అట్లీస్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిక్వెస్ట్ దెమ్. దే హ్యావ్ లిటిల్ మచ్ కామన్ సెన్స్. సమ్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ఆల్సో. ఈవెన్ దే ఆర్ బెగ్గింగ్, రిక్వెస్టింగ్, అట్ దట్ టైమ్ దే షో దేర్ ఈగో. Therefore, better to approach in a proper manner when we approach elders. When you approach your mother-in-law, you must show your vinayam. When you approach your in-laws or elders in the family or mahatmas, we have to approach in a polite manner, very, very polite manner. But our ego never allows us what to do, no? దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ట్రైన్డ్. మా కురు ధన జన యౌవన గర్వం హరతి నిమేషాత్ కాల సర్వం. డోంట్ బీ ప్రౌడ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ యౌవనం. యాజ్ యు ఆర్ థింకింగ్ రింకిల్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్. ధనం ఆల్సో, లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ యూ హ్యావ్, వాట్ సో వాట్ ధనం. As you are earning more and more, prices are increasing. What is the big deal in that? Those days, earning 150 rupees, so great. 25 years back, so very less salary. Now you are earning 70,000. Those days, house rent was only 50 rupees. Now 5,000 rupees also, you won't get house. 50,000 house rent. Now, what is the big deal? Dhanam, dhana, jana, people, no? My people, my people. No? As long as you have money, strength, they all with you. Afterwards, they go away. No? When you are not depending upon them, they always with you. When they think you are going to depend upon them, slowly they disappear. Therefore, never have pride. So, Arjuna knows how to deal the matter. With the pure heart, not that. Some people are having double split personality. Ati vinayam dhurta lakshanam an chulva. Too much vinayam also showing, it is not proper. Our people, shastra, nalla proverbs alla nalla vechiruka. Vinayam aviru, adhanda vinayam kuda, too much, if you show too much, adhi therinju poyidum udane. Ati vinayam. அதிவினயம் தேவையில்லாத ஒரு வினயம் போய் காமிச்சவன்னா தூர்த்த லக்ஷணம், சம்திங் ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் எஜெண்டான்னு அர்த்தம், ராங் எஜெண்டா. ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் தி வாண்ட் டு மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் பர்சன், ஸோ தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ராங். ஸோ தட் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் எ மெச்சோர் பர்சன் அர்த்தம். ஸோ திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் சைக்காலஜி, ஓகே, ஹை சைக்காலஜி. ஸோ ஹவு டு பி ஏ குட் பர்சன் இஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் எ கிரேட் டாஸ்க். How to be a good person? I should not have any split personality. Therefore, Arjuna asking wholeheartedly, Yogeshwara, Yogi Nam, these other yogis, people who are all having lot of siddhis. Yogi means they are all having lot of siddhis. You are the master of that yogis means those who are having lot of siddhis, those who are all yogis, for them you are the master Ishwaraha. That is why Yogeshwaraha, nice name, Yogeshwaraha. Sarvesham Ashtasiddhi Yoginam Ishwaraha Animadi Siddhi. Ashtasiddhi Animadi Siddhi Yoginam Ishwaraha. You are the lord of all yogis, you are the great one. Or we can take யோகா மீன்ஸ் த்ரயாணாம் குணானாம் சமூகா யோகா. த்ரயாணாம் குணானாம் சத்வரஜஸ்தமோ குணானாம் த்ரயாணாம் குணானாம் சமூகா. டுகெதர் வென் தே ஆர் டுகெதர் த்ரீ குணாஸ் சத்வரஜஸ்தமோ குணா, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் மாயா. யூ ஆர் த ஈஸ்வர, யூ ஆர் த மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் த பிரகிருதி. த்ரீ குணாஸ் Bhagavan is controlling all the three gunas, all under his control. But human beings are controlled by their gunas, their swabhava. Bhagavan is not controlled by them. That's why yoga means you can take that meaning also. Three gunas put together, yoga. And you are the Ishwaraha, master, controller. Therefore, you are Yogeshwaraha. With all these meanings, if you know and use the words, it is meaningful. Summa theriyamale, if you go on praising, it is meaningless. Otherwise, suppose if you don't know what words you are using to a person, not relevant to that person, like our politicians are praised by the local people when they are not deserved at all, but these people praise, that is wrong way of praising. But when you praise also really appreciate other person when he really deserves it, that means you have some understanding, you have clarity. This person deserves this title, this person deserves this appreciation, this person deserves this type of praising. Then you are really informed person and artham. சும்மா போய் ஏதோ சொல்லக்கூடாது, ஓகே. இட் ஷோஸ் அவர் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ், மோர் அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் வென் பீப்புள் அன்னெசரி ப்ரேசிங் ஆல்சோ இன் சம் டிவி ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ தே டூ லைக் தட் ஒன் அண்ட் தே கிவ் டைட்டில்ஸ், தே கிவ் சோ மெனி ஆல் சார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிகிரீஸ் வென் தே ஆர் நாட் டிசர்வ்டு. So the degree loses its value, the title loses its value. So when we use those words, we must be very cautious, very, very cautious. When we are cautious, na, when you are very informed with the Shastra, you are very cautious. That's why they never just like that they blabber, no? A Shastra, Shastragnyaha never use unnecessary words for admiration or appreciation. Very cautiously they use the words. These are all very important nuances. The human behavior, la, important nuances. It shows your personality, how you are, what you are also. Okay, how you are, what you are also, it shows. Therefore, always there is a room to grow for human being. We should not think I know everything. The moment I think I know everything in any field, any science, my growth is stopped, obstructed. There is a lot more to learn in this universe. Human intellect is very, very limited. Okay. With this, Arjuna's request is over. From next shloka onwards, Lord is going to show the Vishwarupam.
Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Pashya me partha rupani. Shata shotha sahasra saham. Sahasrashah nana vidhani divyani nana varna kruti nicham.
Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. The Lord Krishna said, He Partha, O Arjuna, He Partha, Pashya, may you see what? Rupani, my forms. Rupani in Bahuvachanam. My forms may you see. See, in between the shlokas I am talking so many other points. This is where really we learn the subject. Not just learning a shloka and word to word meaning. With that, we are not going to mature. And the hidden ideas we have to extract and imbibe in us. Once you imbibe that, really you are mature enough through the Gita study. If you forget one shloka, nothing will happen. But if you forget how to thin out the ego, many problems will come, isn't it? If you forget one shloka, nothing will happen. But you don't know how to reduce your raga dvesha. There is no use of just like a parrot saying all 700 shlokas, I know which shloka, where it is, I know the meaning of shloka. But how much transformation has come in you, in your personality? That is very important, isn't it? Therefore, I talk in between a lot. So you have to see that when Swamini will finish Bhagavad Gita, if she go on telling like this, don't think that way, okay? Whenever I talk in between the shlokas, some important points, they're all very, very important for your, what? For your maturity to claim Aham Brahmasmi. That is the intention. To claim Aham Brahmasmi, you require a lot of preparation. That preparation I have to give. Otherwise, after finishing the courses and courses and courses, you are same as it is, and the teacher has not taught properly in artha. You know, konja naal kaavadhu change varanum illaya. So, he partha pashya, may you see, may divyani rupani, my divine forms. Divyani means extraordinary. Rupani, divi bhavani, divyani, extraordinary, alaukika, aprakritika, an artha. Not available in this world. That is called divyani rupani. So two ways of visions here. Exalted vision and extraordinary vision. Exalted vision means seeing the very universe as the Lord's form is called exalted vision. Extraordinary vision means ESP, extrasensory perception. Seeing the other lokas, extraordinary, ESP, extrasensory perception capacity. దట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ విజన్, ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ విజన్ అండ్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ విజన్. యువర్ విజన్ విల్ బి ఎక్స్టెండెడ్. ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ టు వాట్? టు భువర్లోక, సువర్లోక, మహర్లోక, ఆల్ ద వే, ఆల్ లోకాస్ స్పేస్ వైజ్ అండ్ టైమ్ వైజ్. యు జస్ట్ సీ దోస్. దట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ విజన్. దట్ ఇస్ వై టీవీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ దూరదర్శనం. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ దూరదర్శన్? సమ్వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్. ద బ్రెజిల్ జర్మనీ ప్లేయింగ్ దట్ ఫుట్బాల్ అండ్ జర్మనీ గాట్ నో ఆఫ్టర్ సో మెనీ ఇయర్స్ దే గాట్ దట్ సెమీఫైనల్స్ దే హ్యావ్ కమ్ అన్నారు. హౌ కెన్ యూ సీ దూరదర్శనం? ద సో ఫ్రమ్ దూరం వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ హియర్ దర్శనం. సిమిలర్లీ భగవాన్స్ హోల్ గ్లోరీ సమ్ డిఫరెంట్ లోకాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దూరదర్శనం. He is going to see Arjuna. So extended vision and exalted vision here, whatever. That is the divyani rupani. How many ways they are? Nana vidhani, of various kinds. Nana vidhani. Aneka prakarani ityarthaha. With many colors. Nana varnakritini. Varna means colors. ఆకృతి మీన్స్ ఫార్మ్స్. నీల, పీత, సో మెనీ కలర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, డిఫరెంట్ కలర్స్. లైక్ విబ్జియార్, నో విబ్జియార్ రెయిన్బో హ్యాస్ గాట్ 7 కలర్స్. విబ్జియార్ వైలెట్, ఇండిగో, బ్లూ, విబ్జియార్, ఆల్ కలర్స్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ దాట్. ఆల్ విబ్జియార్లో 7 కలర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఆరెంజ్, రెడ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విబ్జియార్. All colors, various colors and various forms. How many forms? Don't ask me. Shatasaha or athe sahasrashaha. Hundreds and in thousands. Hundreds only? Thousands only? No, more than that, no. 84 lakhs of forms, 84 lakhs of colors. Even in India itself, you go to Arunachal Pradesh and all, people look differently. Arunachal Pradesh and all, they look Nagaland and all, they look different face. If you go to North India, southern side, differently they look. Color is different, face is different, nose shape is different. Akriti is different, height is different, weight is also different. So people are different forms, different colors, with different names. So all this man, so many male species, female species. Therefore, aneka shaha nartham, sahasra shaha, shata shaha means don't take that only. Okay, aneka shaha ityarthaha, in the form of trees, animals, birds, insects, human beings, aquatic creatures, all of them, sahasrashaha, in thousands, all these forms may you see, be ready in artham, be ready, I am ready, Lord Krishna says. Now, Lord Krishna says, I am ready to show you. Arjuna has to say, I am also ready to see you. Even the sun, when is setting, you see the evening colors in the akasha, how many colors he appears. Aruna Kanti is there, but behind Aruna Kanti, so many bluish color, greenish color, yellowish color. Where is time for us to see? Sunset, sunrise, if you see, amazing that itself. The colors are amazing, you know, in the sky. So if you have time to see them only, you can enjoy. Otherwise, you see people are all busy in seeing 3 screens. Okay? Either in the TV screen, or in front of computer screen, or in front of mobile screen. Mobile screen is in front of them. No, they are not in front of mobile. Mobile screen is in front of them all the time. Busy with the three screens now. You go and see everywhere world. Even 2 year old kid also. iPad. அது எல்லாம் கார்ட்டூன்ஸ் எல்லாம் பார்ப்போம். 2 year old kid, not 2 year, even 1 year itself. Even in America it is too much. In America, everyone sit in front of either computer or iPod or cell phone. TV also. Okay. Where is the time to see the nature, to enjoy? That's a lot of complaints. In America, generally, they don't breathe the natural air. Very rarely they breathe natural air. Because they are, when they are sitting at home, either they put a geyser, a heater or AC. In summer they put AC, in winter they put heater. When they go outside also, in the car also, when they sit immediately, they put heater or AC. And according to the season. When they are breathing natural air. So that's why I come fast to India. I don't stay much time there. People not knowing the importance. America is so clean, so pure air. Air is pure, but are you not? Are you breathing pure air? No. They are not breathing pure air. That's why people do not know the importance of original natural air. So, aside point, okay. Forget about it. Now, come to the next shloka. Shloka 6. Pashyadithyan vasun rudran Ashvinau marutastatham பூர்வாணி பஷ்யாச்சரியாணி பாரத ஹே பாரதா. ஸோ அர்ஜுனா அட்ரெஸ்ட் பகவான் வித் சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ். நவ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ அட்ரெஸிங் அர்ஜுனா. ஹே பார்த்தா ஹி கால்ட். Previous shloka he called Partha, now he is calling him as Bharata. Hey Bharata. You know what is the meaning of Bharata? Bha means shining, jnanam. Bha, to shine. Rataha means the one who revels. Bharata, Bharatiyas are those people who always revel in spiritual knowledge. Jnanam, Bharata. Who are we in? We are Indians. Indians and enna theriyum meaning e varadu. Bharata, I am a Bharatiya. And you say, I am always reveling in jnanam. So I am interested in jnanam. Therefore we are called Bharatiyas. So Bharata. So with intellectual eye you see my Vishwarupam. With physical eye you see the world only. Therefore, I have to provide some special goggles to you. That is what Lord Krishna is preparing now. He is manufacturing. Arjuna, you are ready? Sit down. Like that eye doctor madri. Special glasses. Even if you have a sight, short sight, long sight. Paathi. Doctor has to prescribe that specs. Adi madri, Arjuna nikki, now Divya Chakshu Bhagavan has to give it. How to give? Be ready. I am preparing a provision. No? Providing a provision. Bhagavan has to provide a provision because your fleshy eyes, physical eyes, you see the Vishwam, as the world. What do you see? Mud, air. You see only this water, H2O. With the physical eyes, you see ocean, when you go to ocean, near the ocean, what do you see? H2O, hydrogen plus oxygen is equal to water. That only you see with the physical eyes. But I have to give you an intellectual eye now. Jnana Chakshu. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ దివ్య చక్షు దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అర్జున. పశ్య హూమ్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సీ, పశ్య అన్న ఫస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్యూమరేటింగ్ లైక్ దట్ గైడ్ యునో వెన్ వీ గో టు న్యూ ప్లేసెస్ వెన్ యూ సిట్ ఇన్ ద బస్ దట్ గైడ్ కమ్స్ యునో అలాంగ్ విత్ అస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ సీ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ సీ షీ ఈజ్ గో ఆన్ టెల్లింగ్ పశ్య సీ దిస్ ప్లేస్ దట్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ లైక్ దట్ భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ టు సే హూమ్ హీ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ ఆల్సో హీ డు నాట్ నో అదర్వైజ్ బట్ అర్జున డు నాట్ నో హూమ్ హీ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ సో లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టు ఎన్యూమరేట్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ హీ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ దట్స్ వై హీ ఈజ్ ఎన్యూమరేటింగ్ పశ్య దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఐఎమ్ షోయింగ్ అదర్వైజ్ ఆఫ్టర్ షోయింగ్ అర్జున విల్ ఆస్క్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ దే నా హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ దే నా ఐ డు నాట్ నో హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ బై సీయింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూజ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఈజ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ టీచర్ ఈజ్ ఎన్యూమరేటింగ్ ఆల్ ద నేమ్స్ హూమ్ హీ షోయింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్స్ ఆదిత్యాన్ మేయో సి పశ్య ఆదిత్యాస్ మీన్స్ ద్వాదశ ఆదిత్యాస్ 12 ఆదిత్యాస్ 12 మంత్స్ సన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ హీ అపియర్స్ యునో మే జూలై మే జూన్ డిఫరెంట్ సన్ ఏప్రిల్ మార్చ్ ఏప్రిల్ డిఫరెంట్ సన్ జాన్వరి డిసెంబర్ డిఫరెంట్ సన్ 12 ఆదిత్యాస్ 1 మంత్ 1 టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆదిత్య నౌ హౌ ఈజ్ హీ 10 డేస్ బ్యాక్ హౌ వాజ్ హీ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ నో దట్స్ వై ఎవ్రీ మంత్ సన్ ఈజ్ చేంజింగ్ ఇస్ హీట్ ఈజ్ డైరెక్షన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ చేంజింగ్ సో 12 ఆదిత్యాస్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆదిత్యాస్ మే యూ సీ నా దట్ శతశోథ సహస్రశ ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్లనేషన్ ఆఫ్ సహస్రశ శతశ ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ హియర్ వసూన్ మే యూ సీ వసూన్ అష్టవసవ 8 వసూస్ ఆర్ దేర్ 12 ఆదిత్యాస్ మే యూ సీ అండ్ 8 వసూస్ మే యూ సీ రుద్రాన్ ఏకాదశ రుద్రాన్ 11 రుద్రాస్ 10 సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ ప్లస్ మైండ్ కాల్డ్ 11 రుద్రాస్ ఏకాదశ రుద్రాహ దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ అశ్వినౌ అశ్విని కుమారాస్ 2 అశ్విని కుమారాస్ మే యూ సీ తథా మరుతః మరుత్స్ 49 మరుత్స్ 49 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రీస్ ఎయిర్ మరుత్ అన్న ఎయిర్ ఎయిర్ దట్ హుచ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ త్రూ అవుట్ ద ఇయర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ 49 టైప్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ నోటీస్ ఇట్ 49 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రీస్ దట్ ఎయిర్ ఇస్ టచింగ్ అవర్ బాడీ టు నోటీస్ దట్ యు రిక్వైర్ స్పెషల్ ద సెన్సిటివ్ మైండ్ ద బ్రీజ్ ద టచింగ్ యువర్ బాడీ డిఫరెంట్ డిఫరెంట్ టైమ్స్ ఫోర్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ టచింగ్ జెంట్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ టచింగ్ టెండర్ వే ఇట్ ఈస్ కమన్ టచింగ్ అది ఫీల్ పండుగకి నీకు తనియా ఉకారణం యు హ్యావ్ సిట్ అలోన్ ఇన్ ద గార్డెన్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఓర్ 1 అవర్ త్రూ అవుట్ ద ఇయర్ if you sit you can see 49 maruts okay without disturbing mind okay marutah pashya mayu see two times he has used pashya second pashya bahuni aascharyani adrishta purvani pashya all these forms purvani adrishtam you might have not seen before adrishta purvani which are not seen before purva purva ante before adrishtam vivarana for that divyani divyani means divine forms you have not seen before I am showing that now aascharyani means anyani other forms nana varna krutini He indicates here aascharyani nana varnakritini you see the water appears as a green blue if you take into the hand what is this is it not bhagwan's aishwaryam it appears green color you take into your hand That means your eyes are mesmerizing you. Eh? The akasha, the sky appearing as blue. If you go near, it is not a blue. Why it is appearing? This is called optical illusion. Optical illusion. So all these forms, adrishta, purvani, ascharyani, nana, because they are all wonderful, wonderstruck. Ascharyam paduva. Niagara, if you see, it is ascharyam. Mountain Everest, if you see, it is ascharyam. Himalayan mountains, Kanchanajunga peak, if you see, it is ascharyam. Amazing, you know, wonderful. Adrishta purvani. In a manushya loka, they are not available. What are not available? These 12 type of adishyas, directly they are not available. These vasus and all, not available. In locally, they are not available in any shop. They are all in my shop only. You can see different forms, different colors, different lokas, all you can see.
Ihaikastham jagat krishnam pashyadya sacharacharam mama dehe gudakesham. Yachanya drashtu michasi. Gudakesha. Again another name.
You write all, whenever names comes, Arjuna's names, you just write in the back of the notes. No. Otherwise, you go on counting again another work. So, Arjuna names list or back in the notes side, notes or back side, and names of Arjuna and Purun, Partha, Gudakesha, Bharata, Dhananjaya, like that. So many names. Gudaka means Nidra. Gudaka means Nidra. Nidra represents Tamoguna. Tamoguna is not there in Arjuna. Ishaha means master. Arjuna is one who has mastered the Tamoguna. That's why Gudakeshaha. Gudaka plus Ishaha, Gudakeshaha. So Arjuna, you the master of Tamoguna, the Nidra. That means what? You are Sattvaguna Sampannaha. Chollamal, Kuramal, Kuri, anna idida. You are Sattvaguna Sampannaha and Cholale Bhagavan. Bhagavan, no. That's why he addressed Arjuna. You are Sattvaguna Sampannaha. How? Because you have mastered Tamoguna. How? Whenever you want, you sleep. Not like Vedanta students. Just I am joking, not you. So generally people, when they go to Vedanta class, it's a nice time. That to 11 to 12 class is perfectly ideal to get sleep. What to do? But it shows Vedanta student must be sattvic. A sattvic predominant person will have a focused mind. A sattvic sattvaguna sampannaha alone can grasp the teaching. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. Therefore, that student is very alert in the class because of sattvaguna. Therefore, before coming to the class, don't do heavy work at home. Previous day also sleep well. Otherwise, when we are talking important points, you doze off, suppose. That means you are gudaka. Not Isha, Gudaka Nardham, Nidravan Nardham. Whereas Arjuna is Gudakeshaha, master of Tamoguna. Arjuna is Sattvik Pradhanaha. That means Arjuna is ready to learn because his mind is not distracted. Now, when 11:45 itself, we start thinking about our house. Pavam, the Guru Tiriyadu. Next program, enna pannanu? What is next appointment? We are thinking. First 20 minutes out, last 20 minutes out. In between or half an hour, varathukku oru vaatti class, enna eppoda padichu namu moksham vande. Manushya. how moksha will come. So therefore, how difficult human beings. That's a sattvaguna pradhana, sattvic food saptada sattvaguna varum. Tamoguna food sapta kudad. Okay. See, Guna Keshala, how much lesson you have to learn. Why I am telling, and I am also selfish. My student should be sattvic. Therefore, come fresh to the class and not applying with snow only. That is also fresh. But intellectually fresh. Fresh, na, you must be active, agile, vigilant. So important. Not so easy. Gudakesha pashya. Iha adya. Now here itself. Not any time. Now here itself. Idanim. Without any delay. Adya means now here itself. You need not do any tapas like Prahlada, Dhruva. They all did tapas to get Lord Darshan. I am showing you without doing any tapas. Okay? That is why adya me pashya. What? Mama dehe jagat krishnam pashya. In my body may you see the entire universe. Here mama dehe means akasha sarire. The whole akasha is my deha. Digambaram means what? Ambara means akasha. Dikyeva ambaram, the entire akasha, the space is the body of the Lord. Chidambaram, chit ambaram. So, akasha sariram brahma. In Taitriya, we saw. Here only we saw that Taitriya. Okay. Jagat Krishnam, entire universe, may you see in my body, means in this akasha, which is my body. Sacharacharam with the movable and immovable. Charam and acharam. Sacharacharam. Ekastham, in one place, placed together, in one this space, akasha, all forms may you see. Ekastham. Ekasmin ishvarestitam. Ekastham. In one akasha shariram, which is my body, in that may you see the entire Vishwam. Yadi ichchasi anyat drashtum tadapi pashya. Suppose you want to see who is going to win, who is going to get defeated, that also you can see. Why? Arjuna asked, who is going to yadva jayema yadivano jayeyuhu. Who is going to win? I do not know. You have doubt? No? Now you can see that also. Anyat drashtum ichchasi yadi. Suppose you have anything in your mind, that also you can see. So Arjuna is so fortunate. Okay. We are also fortunate. Why not? More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.